data on soil conditions can be used by the National Weather Service to improve weather forecasts and to more accurately forecast floods. Soil conditions data can help local emergency managers and first responders be better prepared for significant precip events. This data can be used by our ag community by providing them with information that allows them to effectively irrigate their crops.
It's all corn, cotton, sorghum. I've been through this 45 years. I was born in 53. I don't think I saw rain until 1960 when I was 7 years old. We went through that historical drought. And in 89, we had a tremendous drought. It took me 30 years to recover from that one drought. You know, we had deep moisture this year. We didn't have surface moisture. We had difficulty getting a crop up. If you start out with a full profile of water, you can plant corn. If you're short of profile, of deeper moisture, you better, you might want to plant sorghum, plant more cotton, whatever. But it definitely is important to know what you start out with. And then the soil is everything. Fertility, all those things change with depth. Moisture changes with depth, and certainly it's a key factor. We have to make those decisions. We have to make them early. And the wrong decision can cost you a crop. It's just essential, you know, that we continue to gather information.
A mesonet is a network of weather stations located across the state that allows us to see at a small scale what's taking place. The Tech's Mesonet program recently partnered with Texas A&M University and Dr. Brianna Wyatt to analyze the soil characteristics at our TWDB stations.
The goal of our current project is to develop a soil property database of all of the Tech's Mesonet sites. So these data can then be used for applications like predicting wildfires or forecasting stream flow or irrigation scheduling. So to do this, the first step is to go out into the field and actually collect an intact soil core. And we are using a hydraulic soil sampling probe called a Giddings probe to collect these soil samples. And the way that works is you have a soil tube that is pushed into the ground by the Giddings probe, and then you pull it back up, and inside is an intact soil core. And then we cut that at the specific depths that we need. And those depths correspond to the depths of the soil moisture sensors that are located at each of these Tech's Mesonet sites. We then store it and bring it back to our lab, where we can analyze it to determine the amount of water that it holds. So right now, the data that are available are most useful in terms of research. But if we combine the sensor data with our soil properties from the samples that we collect, we can make these data interpretable in a way that anyone should be able to understand.
So when we understand the total capacity for the soil to hold moisture, we can develop percentages based on the total expected moisture content. So when we look at the data, we would see the data is 30% saturated or 50% saturated versus a volumetric water content, which may be difficult to understand.
It's important that we preserve that water and make sure that two generations, three generations down the road, there's still enough water down there for us to utilize it for whatever purpose.